You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Madison Bumgarner had an opening day for the ages, but not for what he did on the mound.
So here's Bumgarner, who does have a home run against Greinke.
That ball is smoked. Left center field. Adios! Pelota! Bumgarner into the bleachers.
Here's the 2-0.
Now he swings and he hits a high drive deep down the left field line. A magnificent shot that is long gone. And Bumgarner has put the Giants back ahead.
He's done it again! And I think even D-backs fans have to applaud this one. My goodness.
Lead the league in home runs. And they have been anything but cheap.
In a big spot in the ninth inning, a Giants rookie comes up huge.
And the shot into the gap. And this could clear the bases. Nunez scores. Pence scores. They all score. And the kid cleans them up.
Do it, young man. That is awesome right there. That is, what a treat for that kid here in the Big Apple.
What a moment for the rookie when he got to second base and saw that Buster beat the throw home. He celebrated a little bit.
After playing nearly 2 9-inning games, Buster Posey sends him home happy in the wee hours.
High drive, left field, it is out of here. Yes! We're going home.
Everybody was thinking about it, and Buster Posey delivers on the expectation. And that is a win this team needed.
As soon as he hit it, he was like, thank goodness.
Good night, good morning, and we'll see you back here in a few hours. Buster Posey ends it in the 17th inning with a spectacular home run halfway up into the bleachers in left field. The exhausted Buster Posey had just enough left.
With his first ever swing on American soil in a big league game, a Korean infielder makes an immediate impact.
K-Wong is going to try and cheat here. He is going to try and hit one out of the ballpark.
That'd be a good first hit.
He tries. Did he do it? Yes, he did. Welcome to the big leagues, J-Wong. A dream come true for him. How about it?
And look at the reception in that Giants dugout. And what a moment for this young man from South Korea, the first South Korean-born player ever to wear a Giants uniform.
Buster Posey did not start, but it did not prevent him from aiding a Giants victory.
The left field. Brantley back over his head. And coming in to score is Gillespie. And the Giants take the lead.
Making just his third big league start, Chris Stratton overwhelms one of the league's most potent lineups.
Chris Stratton for the Giants. This is a big start for him.
And that one just froze him. And the curveball puts him away. Ooh. And that is the strikeout.
He struck out Zimmerman. Hey, that is strikeout number 7.
Strike 3.
And strike 3 swinging.
The first double-figure strikeout game as a big leaguer for Chris Stratton.
Joe Panik had a record-tying 3-game series in the Mile High City, saving his best performance for the finale.
Panik, another base hit for Panik. This one's going to roll into the corner, and Hernandez, who can run, is flying around the bases. Hernandez will score into second. Panik, another hit in Denver, 5-0.
9 hits now for Joe Panik in this series.
He pulls one and a fair ball. And the throw gets away from the cutoff man, so Gorky scores.
And he does. And he does! He picks up his 5th hit.
A 2-time World Series champion with the Giants, a retiring Ryan Vogelsong is honored by his former team.
On the mound one final time as today he retires in the orange and black as a San Francisco Giant, number 32, Ryan Vogelsong.
Well, he's throwing like he could still get some people out. That's all I know.
Well, he's got the same game face on. Good penalty. Coming out to say congratulations on a great career, and then the skipper. Bruce Bochy going to come out and take the ball from the hand of a guy that helped him win two world championships. And that's a heartfelt handshake and a hug. And one last time, Vogelsong walks off to the applause and cheers of this great crowd at AT&T.
Look who greets you, Murph. That's the guy to greet you.
Starting pitcher for the Giants today.
Well, he greeted him when he came into the clubhouse a long time ago. And he greets him when he comes off the mound. Very nicely done.
Well, I mean, for a pitcher, it just doesn't get any better than that. Ted Williams' last at bat hit a home run for the Boston Red Sox and sort of rode off into the sunset on a white horse. For pitchers, they don't normally get that type of applause.
No,
and for Ryan Vogelsong, he has earned it in this city. And he will always be a Giant, and he will always be loved.
A home run trot from Hunter Pence was a bit too energetic as far as Johnny Cueto was concerned.
Center field. Blackman going back. Still going back. Adios, Pelota! A two-run homer for Hunter Pence, and that was a long one. And Cueto is making Pence take a slow trot. He turned to Roddy, but it said to Pence, hold on, hold on, I'm going to enjoy this. And the Giants have gone ahead 3-2. Big fly for Hunter Pence.
That is indeed a Hunter Pence style home run. And he just catches the bottom half of this ball and backspins it right out to El Centro. And it was high, and it was majestic, and it's the way my partners like to call them.
Man, that cleared the center field wall with plenty to spare.
That depends. He hits a home run. He's not used to being slow around the bases.
His Cueto is literally just walking, and now he steps on home plate, and literally right behind him is Pence. So Johnny said, I am not, and I repeat, I am not going to waste any energy on that one.
Well, a lot of Brewers fans watching the game in Milwaukee just all of a sudden set up a little bit in their chair, starting to pay a little more attention.
Brewers fans like always like that guy, Pence.
A core member of the Giants' title-winning teams, Matt Cain receives a hero send-off at AT&T Park.
And here he is one last time leading his Giants out onto the field.
Cain into his windup, and here it is. He struck him out swinging. And now you hear the ovation for Matt Cain, who comes up with the bases loaded.
He's got a lot of motion wrapped around it. I mean, we could all paint a picture as to how we want it to go down.
Here's Chacin's pitch. Struck him out swinging. Cain waving at a fastball down in the way, just trying to fight it off. Couldn't do it.
And this may be the last pitch he ever throws.
Swinging a bouncing ball to Crawford. Crawford has it. He throws to first in plenty of time.
And shutout innings for Matt Cain for the final time to another standing ovation. Bruce Bochy meets him before he gets to the dugout. Gives him a hug.
And that's a look at the top moments of the season for the San Francisco Giants.